This is the message given by Pastor James Lim during the morning worship service at Faith Presbyterian Church, Long Beach, California, for January 16th, 2022. The title of the message is The Wise and Foolish Bridesmaids.
Good morning. It is again my pleasure and privilege to be here to open God's Word with you and to exposit and preach it as God's ambassador to you. If you turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25, last week we neared the end, and this week we come to the end, literally and figuratively, of our series through the parables of Jesus. If you don't have a Bible or you have a different translation, you can follow along on page 3 of the bulletin. Matthew chapter 25, the first 13 verses. Last week we looked at the parable after, and now we're going to look at the parable prior to what we listened to last week. Since the prayer of illumination was included in the pastoral prayer, why don't we just jump right into Matthew 25. Hear now the reading of God's holy word. Let us all give our faithful attention to it. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." May he add his blessing to it this morning. Did you know every year nearly a million drivers ignore the gas warning light on their cars and end up breaking down? 85% of those drivers happen to be men. No judgment. I just wanted to make that known. It says a lot, right? All of these drivers who ignore that light and break down admit that they always drive with that light on, and they just ignore it. They don't really think about it. Most overestimate how much gas they have, or they underestimate how far they have to go. The point is, the failure to plan and prepare to get to where you needed to go can lead us to disaster. As Benjamin Franklin would say, or he did say, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. And this is the truth that Jesus highlights this morning in the parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids. In other translations, the parable of the 10 virgins. We need to plan and prepare well through the gospel so that when he returns, we will be ready and not be caught off guard, not be caught by surprise when Jesus, our bridegroom, returns. So this morning, Jesus warns us to faithfully watch and wait for his return, lest we be shut out of his kingdom. And so my outline this morning is that we need to wait and watch wisely, patiently, and faithfully for Jesus' return. So how does Jesus want us to wait? First, we need to wait wisely in the hope of his sure return. We're in the middle of what's known as the Olivet Discourse in chapters 24 and 25 on the character of the coming kingdom and Jesus' unexpected and sudden return as the Son of Man. Beginning in beginning in verse 1, he tells us that the kingdom of God is like 10 virgins or bridesmaids, and I'd rather use bridesmaids as I'm describing these women. And they take their lamps and they go to meet the bridegroom. See, the custom in the ancient days was for the bridegroom to go to the bride's house and then bring her back to his house or the family house for the marriage feast. And so while the bridegroom and his party celebrate for a little bit at the bride's house, the bridesmaids come back to the bridegroom's house and prepare for the feast and light the way, kind of like sparklers at the entrance, if you will, to the celebration. That's what these bridesmaids are doing or supposed to do with their lamps. And so these lamps that we see in the passage were small, shallow bowls that were supposed to be filled with oil and a wick kind of popping out where the oil then would burn and it would bring about light. And if you were traveling from one place to another, you normally carried these lamps empty. I mean, you know, if they're shallow bowls and you're trying to travel with it, you're going to spill it. And so what they would do is they would carry the oil separately in a flask. And when they got to where they needed to be, they would fill the bowls, and then they would put it on a stand, staked into the ground, and it would provide the light. And here Jesus tells us the difference between the wise and foolish bridesmaids based upon how they waited for the bridegroom, how they prepared for the bridegroom. And so what's the difference here? The difference is waiting wisely means preparing well for Jesus' return. It means trusting that Jesus is coming back and doing everything in light of that reality and that truth. This is why the bridesmaids not only took their lamps, but brought the flask of oil, the wise ones. They knew, and this is why the foolish didn't. See, the wise bridesmaids knew that you can't light a lamp without its oil. So what did they do? They brought it. They knew that he may come day or in the night, in light or in dark. They knew what was required of them to be ready. They planned and thought everything out. But in contrast, the foolish, the way that they waited meant not thinking things through, not knowing fully what was required, not planning, not preparing. For when the foolish took their lamps, Jesus says, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. Now, we can't press the details too much since this is just a parable, but preparation is the difference between wisdom and folly. And it highlights the difference between faith and unbelief. Throughout the Bible, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 1:7, which is to say that faith in the Lord, trusting in the Lord, knowing that the Lord is there and he's in control of all things, that is the beginning of wisdom. Trusting in the Lord is wisdom, and everything else flows from it. While the fool, the psalmist says in Psalm 14:1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. You see, this is the difference between wisdom and folly, saving faith and superficial faith, deep trust and essential unbelief. The wise bridesmaids really believe the bridegroom could come at any time. And so what do? They brought their oil for their lamps because they knew that they could use it. Whereas the foolish bridesmaids, they don't really believe that he can come. Because if they really did, they would have brought their oil. Right? Jesus doesn't say that they lost their oil or that they forgot their oil. They deliberately decided not to take their oil. See, they took no oil with them. While the wise took the oil as an act of faith. Growing up, you know, we used to have flashlights in the house just in case the power ever went out and we needed to find our way. Years and years went by and we never needed it. And so what did we do? We let the batteries expire and die out. We knew that those batteries weren't going to work. But we never got new batteries. We never checked if we could use them because it had been years. It had been years since we ever needed them. And so we never replaced them. And the reason is because we didn't believe the power would ever go out. So after an earthquake, when the power went out, guess what? We were totally unprepared and cloaked in darkness, kicking ourselves, wishing that we had changed the batteries so that we could be ready. See, this is how the wise have faith. They believe the bridegroom is coming, and so they prepare. They are prepared, while the foolish don't really believe or don't care, and so they are unprepared. This leads us then to our second point. When we wait wisely, then we will also wait patiently for his sure yet sudden return. Faith not only helps us prepare, it helps us to be patient. Verses 5 through 9 show us what that looks like. Waiting patiently means resting when you are prepared. This is what the wise are doing here because they're waiting for the bridegroom to come and they're all ready. And so they can rest. They can sleep because somebody is going to alert them when the bridegroom comes. But for the foolish, here's the sad irony. When you are unprepared, resting, sleeping is doom, is disaster, right? It's like pulling an all-nighter, preparing for a final, and falling asleep after only studying at the beginning and not studying all the way to the end, waking up and taking your test and realizing you're completely unprepared. Waiting patiently also means trusting in God's timing. Even though the bridegroom is delayed, everyone hears the cry in the middle of the night, at midnight. He's going to come when he comes. Like when Gandalf says to Frodo in The Lord of the Rings, the bridegroom is never late or early. He arrives precisely when he means to. This is one of the hardest things about trusting in the Lord and about having faith. We not only have to trust the Lord to care for us and save us, but that he'll do everything in his own time, not on our schedules. See, we want God to do everything on our timeline, but his timing is perfect. So waiting patiently means patiently waiting because his timing is perfect. And this is what the Apostle Paul meant when he described Jesus' first coming. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. Faith is trusting not only in his salvation, but also in his timing. And so it means being ready for him to come at any time. Waiting patiently also means being personally responsible and prepared for his coming. When everyone hears the cry of his coming, they get up and they get their lamps ready. But in the process, the foolish realize they didn't bring the oil. They demand of the wise to give them oil. But what do the wise do? They answer back. If they do, right? If we give you our oil, there's not going to be enough for us or for you. So you need to go out and buy your own supply. Now, some think the oil represents the Holy Spirit, or for the Roman Catholic Church, they interpret the oil as the oil of good works. Now, we can't press any of this for sure, but whatever it is, as we'll see in verse 10, you need that oil to enter into the feast of the bridegroom. Because of this, I think the oil represents saving faith in Christ. All the blessings, the power, the grace, the new life, the forgiveness of sins, life everlasting, union with Christ, all of that is encompassed in this idea of oil. And that is what is necessary in order then to wait and to be able to enter into the marriage feast. Whereas the foolish, they don't have it. So they end up missing their opportunity. This means that each and every one of us is personally responsible to possess for ourselves the oil of saving faith in Jesus Christ. No one can be saved through someone else's faith. You must have the oil of saving faith for yourself. You can't ride the coattails of someone else's faith. Just because your husband or wife or mom or dad or siblings or friends have saving faith doesn't mean you have saving faith. Just because you think you're a good person, or you teach Sunday school, or come to church, or read the Bible, or do Christian things and have Christian friends, or go to Christian school, that does not mean that you are a Christian. It doesn't mean that you're saved. You must have the oil of saving faith in Christ for yourself. Finally, when we wait wisely and patiently in faith, then we must wait faithfully to enter the kingdom at his return, to enter with him when he comes back. So while the foolish bridesmaids are out buying more oil, the bridegroom finally comes. And I want to point out two important truths in this last section here. First, when the bridegroom comes, lost opportunities cannot be regained. Look at verse 10. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And the foolish bridesmaids then had to leave to buy oil. And what happens? They miss out when the bridegroom comes. Because they aren't ready. Because they didn't plan or prepare. It's too late. The time to buy oil has passed. Judgment has come. This is what's going to happen when Jesus, the true bridegroom, returns. Those who are ready will meet him in the air and enter into the marriage feast of the Lamb. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast. While those who aren't ready, those who didn't have the oil of saving faith, the door was shut. Second, this is a poignant and powerful picture of the difference between heaven and hell. For the wise who trust in Christ alone for salvation, who are washed by the blood of Christ, by his atoning sacrifice on that cross, clothed in his righteousness, renewed by his Spirit, they shall be with the Lord. What an amazing thought that is. Think about it. Meditate with me. We will be with him who loved us and gave himself for us. With him who bore our humanity and bore our sins. With him who carried our cross, even unto death on Calvary. With him who suffered in our place and paid our penalty. With him who cried out in such agony, my God, why have you forsaken me? With him who rose from the grave for our salvation, who ascended in victory and rules at God's right hand, interceding for us right now in love for us. The door shall finally shut behind us at last, shutting out all the pain and sorrow, shutting out all the fallenness of this world, shutting out all the evil, injustice, oppression, shutting out all our doubts and fears, shutting behind us all our pain and suffering, never to be opened to bother us ever again. And for the foolish who are not trusting in Christ, you will miss the joy of the bridegroom and the love of an amazing Savior. You see, hell isn't only punishment for sins, but it's also separation from God, absence from the fellowship of the infinitely blessed triune God, who is himself love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Puritans used to say that heaven without God would be hell. Heaven is only heaven because God is there. Hell is that eternal separation from the infinite love and joy of this God. Separation from his light, his life, only to feel the judgment of his holy wrath forever and ever. When that door shuts to the kingdom, you are shut from the very presence and love of this God. That's what hell is. The heart of this parable asks the question, are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation? Are you prepared with the oil of saving faith in Christ for yourself? So that if he were to come right here, right now, that you would be ready. My question this morning to you is, where do you stand? Are you trusting in Jesus? Are you ready for his return? Are you ready to meet him when he comes in judgment? Are you going to enter with him into the marriage supper of the Lamb in glory? Or will you be caught unprepared and the door shut in front of you? Lord, Lord, let me in. And Jesus, the most frightening words, I think, in all of Scripture, I do not know you. So, friends, would you consider those questions this morning? And believers, Christians, brothers and sisters, as we wait for Jesus, our bridegroom, as we wait for him to come, he says, watch, therefore, be prepared, therefore, wait patiently, therefore, wait wisely, wait faithfully, therefore, You know neither the day nor the hour. And so then, let us wait for him. So when he finally comes, we will be found faithful not only to meet him, but to enter with him into his glorious marriage feast forever and ever. And I love how the book of Revelation ends with this vision. In Revelation 19:6, let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for this parable that calls us to wait and to watch, to be prepared and to be faithful. Father, we long for that day when Jesus shall return and we can meet him and enter with him forever in glory. Father, would you give us this faith? Would you help us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.